You're listening to GPB Augusta's broadcast of the Southern Soul and Song Concert Series presented by the Morris Museum of Art. I'm Amy Thorne. Thank you for joining us. For more than a decade, Augusta's Morris Museum of Art has produced the Southern Soul and Song series, featuring music from icons and rising stars in bluegrass, country, Americana, gospel, roots, and jazz. Everyone from Doc Watson and Del McCurry to Pam Tillis and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band have graced the Southern Soul and Song stage. The performances in this installment of the series were recorded live at the historic Imperial Theater in downtown Augusta, with Morris Museum director Kevin Grogan as the MC. Our first artists are husband and wife duo Robin and Linda Williams. Hailing from Virginia, these singer-songwriters have been making music together for almost 45 years and have recorded at least 16 albums. They've appeared on radio shows like A Prairie Home Companion and have even toured with Grammy Award-winning artist Mary Chapin Carpenter. Now, let's join Kevin Grogan on stage at the Imperial Theater.
Please welcome Robin and Linda Williams.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, folks. How nice of you to come out and see us this evening. I'm Linda Williams, if you have not seen us before, and this is my present husband here, Robin Williams, with me, and we'll get to everybody else a little later on. So we're thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be in this beautiful theater, and proud to be...
thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's all downhill.
That's right. Yes,
you play the Imperial Theater, and it's just... all downhill.
And this great series, what a treat to be part of that. But we'll play some songs that we've written and some old songs. This one is the song of the season. I love October. It's my favorite month, and the light is so pretty everywhere you go, and coming through the leaves and the color and everything. And we took an old porch swing that we had on our front porch where nobody ever really sat, and we took it and put it on a hill behind our house on an old big wild cherry tree limb, and so we could look over and watch the sun go down on the Allegheny Mountains. And after doing that for a month, we wrote this song here called October Light.
Waiting on
Thank you. We moved up to Augusta County, right where we live now, looking onto the Allegheny Mountains on our first wedding anniversary. After years and years of looking at those mountains and feel pretty close to them, always glad to get home and see them. When we first moved to the area, we had old-time neighbor friends that lived down the road from us, people that did things the old-time way, cooked on a big wood stove didn't have indoor plumbing, didn't want indoor plumbing. They were great people, though. They had great ways of talking, and we just learned so much from these two old people. And Lila and I, that was the woman's name, Lila and I were out berry picking one day, and she looked over at the mountains, and she said, "I love those old hills. They give your eyes a place to rest." I thought, boy, one day I'm going to steal that line and put that in a song. One, two, three, four.
When day is done and the work is through, I see the old little view. Those faithful come and does a stone. Friends I've never known. These old dark hills on which sore eyes can rest. These old dark hills ridge after ridge to the west.
Acapella hymn for you. Hymn that comes from the World War One era. The Great War. The Last War.
yes.
Written by
a Methodist minister. A Methodist minister from out in the Midwest who saw the doughboys come home and how shattered they were, either physically or mentally. And he was moved to write this beautiful song.
Dear Heavenly Father, would thou deign to hear Russian order this warfare to cease? Grant, gracious God, the ushering in of the dawning of a worldwide peace. Sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Grant that the nations should ground arms of warfare and sow the battlefields with wheat. Feed the hungry of all the nations, and warfare and strife will cease. Sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. God, how we pray and hope every day for the dawning of
Thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful song there. Beautiful song. Here's one of our own songs. A song we write for what happens to us, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll think about a troublesome Volkswagen van when we sing this next song. We put 30,000 trouble-filled miles on this thing. Hitler's Revenge is what we called it. Traveling around Chicago, oh man, it was bad even in the old days. It was bad. They got this beltway, kind of like 520, except it doesn't make any sense. It's a tollway, Northwest Tollway. We kept breaking down on that road. We'd go around it every time we would break down. And then one time we were passing by, we saw the Dixie Highway sign on the south side of town. We thought, man, that's what we ought to be on. We ought to be heading back down that way. So we ended up writing... Well, we're country musicians. We need a truck driving song.
A
here it goes.
Song,
yeah.
Right. Two, a three, four.
Well, the white lines are rolling and Illinois is towing. I'm logging in some miles. The Cobra's squawking and the Garmin's talking at me every little while. Heading down and round the old shack town, Wisconsin's just behind. Hauling a load to Ohio, and I ain't wasting time.
Oh, but I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton. that's the home that Dixie Highway's fine.
Oh, well, the potholes are bumping and the black tar's thumping underneath my tires. The traffic's weaving and the brakes are squealing and the cement's hot as fire. Trade my troubles for all of mine.
But I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton, mellow breeze that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign. Eastbound now on 80, checking my mirrors, get off of my rear tailgater, it's driving me crazy. Well, the road work ends up around the bend, and the lanes are open wide. My legs are blowing and a tailwind blowing, Lord, I'm bound to ride. But I'm surprised to find that Dixie Highway sign, 'cause Dixie's such a long way down the line. Memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign. Long ago, but not forgotten, stripping my way down rows of cotton. Memories that glisten and shine. When my eyes fell on that Dixie Highway sign.
Thank you.
mystery of love can be so hard to realize. His years were only 24, but Henry Brown was wise, and he laid aside his roving, never to renew, and joined the angels in their praise of the flower. Song is for young Henry Brown and his sweetheart Jane Saru.
Linda Williams on the banjo. We had a great time. Thank you very much.
For those of you just tuning in, that was Robin and Linda Williams. From series first-timers to a seasoned Southern Soul and Song veteran, our next performer is country music singer-songwriter Susie Boggess. The Illinois native began her career in the early 1980s as a solo artist. Fast forward to today, she's garnered a Grammy nomination, 1 platinum and 3 gold albums, charted 6 top 10 singles, and has worked with Crosby, Stills & Nash, Chet Atkins, and Alison Krauss. Here's Kevin Grogan on stage at Augusta's historic Imperial Theater with his introduction.
Thanks for coming tonight. Now, we'll see you next month for Sarah's Roast, but right now, join me in welcoming to the stage of the Imperial Theater the wonderful Susie Boggess.
I know some songs. We're thinking about doing a few of them for you. I need just a sec here to tune up a bit. We're going to do some songs on my new record. I've been a fan of Merle Haggard for many years. I grew up in a small town in Illinois. My dad worked for International Harvester. And he and his buddies, they carpooled, and they listened to country music all the time on 8-track. And and as I grew up, you know, my dad's car became his fishing car, and then it became my car. And so I got to drive this lovely 1968 Dodge Polara in the greatest, most wonderful shade of snot green with a canoe on top of it all the time. And I would blast all the 8-tracks of my dad's country loves. He loved Eddie Arnold, and he loved Ray Price, and he loved Buck Owens and Merle. And Merle was, for me, Merle was my, kind of my meter. It was like the danger meter, the adult versions of these songs, you know. And, you know, I think about it sometimes. I think, you know, people are always saying that, you know, there's all this bro country going on the radio right now. And it's like, well, because, you know, when Merle was 25, he probably had like 3 kids and was, you know, having all these responsibilities. And when we're 25 nowadays, you know, we're going, woohoo! You know, I might get married when I'm 32. So it's a little different. You know, the country music is a little different, you know. But this is a beautiful song that he did in 1968. And this new record of mine is called Lucky. And it's 12 of my favorite songs that Merle wrote. And it's really more than a tribute to Merle. It's a tribute to his writing. And what an amazing storyteller he is, along with being a great musician and writing some of the most fun melodies to sing ever. So we're going to start out here with this little tune that you might recognize. Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long ago to let my heart in. And then the day I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could Song my husband Doug wrote. I'm the youngest in my family, so I was, you know, the last one to leave the nest, and you know, my mom was ticked. She was not happy with this songwriter dude, but he was a really smart guy, and he thought, you know what, I'll write a song that includes her, and maybe she'll like me. And now they're just tight as they can be, and you know, she calls him up to ask him for favors, like, could you please talk to Susie about getting a perm? I mean, her hair, it just hangs there, you know. just a little talk. Just give her a little pep talk. You know, how about how pretty she'd look with that curly hair again? But this is a song that it's just about everybody. Because whether you were a mother or you were a daughter or a son or... You know, like we all kind of came from somewhere, don't you know? Ooh, I feel like I just walked by the jail.
She'll take the pain in the morning, the one she did in junior high. That old lamp up in the attic, she'll need some light to study by. She's had 18 years.
We're going to do some more Merle songs for you. This is I'm going to dedicate this to my husband. He's back there running sound for us, and it's a love song. It's a just a plain love. It's a tender love song. I just give her a clump thinking about it.
know.
Called American Folk Songbook. Now, the whole way I got this whole inspiration was I went out on tour with Garrison Keillor. Have you had Garrison here before? Oh, my gosh, he would love this theater. I'm just thinking he would totally love this place. But Garrison, you know, is the deviser of A Prairie Home Companion. And me being from Illinois, it kind of struck me a long time ago. In fact, I started getting cassette tapes in 1981 from friends in Minneapolis who would send me this tape, and we would listen to it on Tuesday nights and go through the whole entire show because it wasn't syndicated at that time. But it's really kind of cool that I ended up being sort of a frequent guest on that show. And I went out to do this tour with him, and he always did a sing-along. And it would be anything under the sun, you know, an old hymn, it would be old Everly Brothers, old Beatles, whatever. And everybody just sing along, it was so jolly and happy. But then when they would do an old folk song, anybody who was under 30 just got this horrible look on their face like, oh crap, I don't know any of these words. So, I mean, it kind of made me sad because I grew up in a little town, we had music all the time, and it was, you know, a big part of our growing up experience, sort of learning these songs that sort of played out the building up of the United States, and, you know, like Sweet Betsy from Pike and the Erie Canal and all these old songs. So I went back and just sort of remembered a bunch of songs, and we cut the ones that I remembered. So it turned out to have 17 songs on it, which is kind of random. But we're going to do one of those songs for you now. This is one that we used to do at Girl Scout camp. I promise we're not doing that rendition for you, so don't panic.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, I travel through this world of gold. There's no sickness, toil, and danger in that bright world to which I go.
To that good land. Have any
Thank you so much for listening to this installment of the Southern Soul and Song series. If you'd like to know more about the series, visit southernsoulandsong.org. For GPB Augusta, I'm Amy Thorne.